cheeseburger, four Pepsi, two chips.
Cheeseburger.
All right, many of us are fresh off the road from the holidays, and Veronica just got back from Chicago and is taking a look at some of the Windy City's iconic foods.
If you've spent any time in the city, you've likely tried deep dish pizza, Italian beefs, or Chicago-style hot dogs. Hold the ketchup, of course. Let's start with the pizza. Chicago and New York have long battled it out over whose is the best. New York's thin crust that you fold to eat is definitely delicious. But so is Chicago's pie that's heavy blend of cheese, vine-ripened tomato sauce inside a very unique butter crust. Amber Stark is originally from the West Coast but now works in Chicago.
It's definitely different than New York style or any other type of pizza out there. It's very much a Chicago specialty and it's very delicious.
So a regular pizza, you can eat two or three slices.
Yeah, you can eat two or three slices of regular pizza. If you try to have two pieces of the deep dish pizza, you're going to be in trouble. It's a one and done type situation.
Lou Malnati's is the king in Chicago, but this time I tried Reggio's because I had time to kill at the airport and they had a booth. It was less than $10 for a personal sized deep dish pizza, but really you don't need more than that. It's a lot of food. Reggio's was good, but if you are going to Chicago for the first time, stick with Lou Malnati's. There's also a lot of controversy over something really simple, a hot dog. So what do you put on it? Relish? Mustard? Ketchup? In Chicago, it's a huge no for the ketchup.
Well, Chicago dogs have pickles, peppers, absolutely no ketchup. It's not allowed on there. Mustard, perfect poppy seed bun, and it's really good.
Portillo's is the most famous for Chicago-style dogs. We went Sunday night after seeing a Blackhawks game. It sounds weird to have a very large spear of pickle and whole peppers on the dog, but it's really, really good. Celery salt is also a must, and the dog itself is very specific. Vienna beef, but just recently Portillo's has added a veggie dog. There's a lot of debate over who has the city's best Italian beef. Al's claims to be the inventor, and Al's has won a lot of awards since opening back in 1938. You can order your Italian beef dry, just a little splash of gravy, wet with extra gravy, or dipped, or loaded with gravy. You top it off with a variety of cheeses if you want, sweet peppers or spicy pepper relish. But even how you eat it is up for argument. Many Italian beef restaurants have counters that you stand at so you can lean over them while you eat. And don't worry, there are plenty of videos online to show you the proper form.
You stand back a little bit.
Okay, this is the Italian stance.
Forearms like this, and then you just lean forward. See all this grease? It's going to stay here, not on you.
Just stuff your face. You really got to stuff your face. That's the way. There you go, like that. You stuff your face like a man.
All right, so now that you've been schooled on the top Chicago iconic foods, I highly recommend a visit. It's a super fun city, and for dessert or snacking, or bringing back home to the Northwest, you'll want to go to Garrett's Popcorn. A lot of popcorn places in the city, but they are definitely the best.